This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by the founder and CEO of Zelos, Chris Williams. Chris is going to talk about the founding of the business, what the business does, and leadership thoughts, and more. Chris, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott. Yep. Thanks for having me on. So my name is Chris Williams. I'm the founder and CEO of Zelos AI. We're the first AI-powered performance data platform for track and field athletes, coaches, and fans. And our mission is really to usher in a new era of the world's oldest sport. So I was born and raised in Philadelphia, but through athletics, I made my way to Seattle, Washington, where I was a student athlete for the University of Washington and an aspiring Olympian in the pole vault and the hurdles. Throughout my career, my professional career, I've had some experience in venture capital, which really excited me and got me introduced to the startup world, where I connected my personal passions in athletics with the technical insights in business studies that through my education, where now we're really just trying to help other athletes make it to the world's greatest stage.
That's just fantastic. And University of Washington has a long history of greatness in track and field. So what a great program to come from. And do you think of yourself more as the Roger Bannister type? Or who is the pole vaulter? The high jumper was Fosbury. But who are the great, pole vaulters of our time?
Yeah, so Sergey Bubka and Renaud Lavillenie are two of the most well-known athletes, but most recently, Mondo Duplantis, a young 20-year-old who competes for Sweden, recently broke the world record in the pole vault. So I think those three are, I would consider them the greats.
And how was it when you first started pole vaulting? I assume it's kind of scary because if you go the wrong way, you don't land on that cushion, you land on the ground. Was it scary to pole vault at first?
Yeah, it's definitely, it takes some courage at the start, but if you surround yourself with, encouraging coaches and, start small, start with the drills and work your way up. It's not as bad as it looks once you're bending the pole and jumping over 17 feet.
That's literally amazing. So talk about the business and how you started this.
Yeah, so with Zelos, myself and our team really saw some really tough problems in the sport that really we felt like it was holding it back. And most of it was due to the fact that, performance results in the sport aren't really centralized. So there's a lot of fragmentation and, fans really have to, look hard for the data that, and the results that they are most interested in. So we made a kind of a one-stop shop for track and field results where not only can users learn more and get more insights from historical performances, but find out how they can be better for themselves, whether that's them as individual athletes or as coaches for an entire team.
And so and the idea of Zelos is it a product that you sell or is it more of a central depository for the stuff that people advertise on and so forth? How does Zelos work?
Yeah, so anyone can go to sign up for free, check out millions of performances from spanning 30 years prior. We also have a software as a service offering where if you want additional insights, more powerful data visualization, finding some correlations with what you're doing in your training programs and in your day-to-day, how that relates to how you do on the track, we're offering a monthly subscription where you can pay annually or by month.
And so a question for you, with all this transparency, the big question, Chris, will I no longer be able to tell people that I ran like a 4:40:40 or a 10 second, 100 yard, 100 meter, because people will now actually be able to find the stats?
Yeah. I mean, we really want to bring a lot of integrity, and honesty to the sport, and our number one principle as a company is, fair competition is our opportunity, and I think with more transparency, that's when we'll really see improvements across the board.
Well, fantastic. And I was joking about lying about my 40 time because it wouldn't be worth lying about. So what are you most excited about, Zelos, and how long ago did you start this?
So I had the idea about 4 years ago. Last May, we raised our first round of funding that allowed us to build out, a great technical team and a business team. And so right now, we launched our kind of kickoff campaign called the Zelos Games, where we were looking to raise money for, athletes that are struggling with the impact that COVID has had on the season. And we ended up raising enough throughout the fundraiser to provide seven athletes a $1,200 Zelos grant. From that whole process, we just, as an athlete myself, I knew that it was a struggle, to make it to the Olympics, not only based on performance, but financially. But I didn't realize, how much some of these athletes are struggling. And, some of them aren't able to make their rent, or we've even learned that some athletes are food insecure. So personally, I'm really excited about getting that grant into people's hands that are going to allow them to, keep running and shoot for the next Olympic Games.
It's fantastic. And Zelos, the name, I assume it comes from some, the great Greek Olympiad or some famous name tied back to the ancient Greeks or something of that sort. But I am guessing. Tell me what Zelos and the name actually comes from.
Yeah, it's a great guess. A Greek demigod, the god of competition and rivalry, and it's self-improvement. And it comes from, as most Greek gods do, an interesting family tree where it was the son of Pallas and Styx, the sibling of Nike, which is victory, Kratos, which is strength, and Bia, which is force. So that's kind of Zelos' lineage.
Fascinating. So as you look at the next 6 months, what are your top three priorities? Tell me the top priorities of the company.
Yeah, so now that we're wrapping up the Zelos Games, it was a simulation of the Tokyo 2020 results. It was a 10-day event. We've predicted or forecasted results for almost 2,000 athletes. And now that that's coming to a close, we're finalizing the nominees based on need-based criteria. We'll have another round of voting. So that's our number one priority is to come to a great end to the Zelos Games. Looking further down our roadmap, our official release of the platform will be launched this fall. So anybody can sign up by going to myzelos.ai, myzelos.ai. You can sign up for free, or you can pre-order our tool that's really geared towards helping athletes and coaches make the most out of their programs and their schedules. The last of our top priorities at the moment, we have a lot, but you have to choose, building out our community. From our brand launch, we got a lot of great feedback, and we just want to grow on that, help spread the word. On Twitter, you can find us at I am Zelos. That's our Twitter handle, and on Instagram at Zelos AI, ZELOSAI.
Well, fantastic what you're doing. We applaud your courage in starting a company, and what you're doing is fantastic. We applaud your courage in trying to pole vault 16 to 18 feet. That sounds like crazy to me, but we applaud all of it. And Chris Williams, we want to thank you so much, and we are looking forward to seeing Zelos become a household name, at least in track and field families. Magnificent what you're doing, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Scott. Yeah, it was a pleasure.